Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. Today is Friday, December the 16th, and I'm Mahalakshmi. Even as investors are still angry over the huge capital erosion in new age tech companies since their listing last year, India's mutual fund managers turned major buyers of these stocks in November. They were net buyers to the tune of 2,000 crores in Nykaa, PB FinTech, Delivery, and Paytm, according to data compiled by Prime Database. This suggests that fund managers took advantage of the large block trades in these counters following the release of lock-in period for pre-IPO investors in these stocks. Delivery drew the largest chunk of the buying at nearly 840 crores, which kind of helped the stock recover after a steep fall post the lock-in release. Similarly, they bought stock to the tune of 788 crores in Nykaa, but then this buying by mutual funds was not enough to stem the fall in shares of Nykaa, which nosedived 25% in November alone, despite the bonus issue designed by the management to hike the hurdle rate for existing investors in the stock. Besides, funds were also net buyers in PB FinTech, the operator of Policy Bazaar, which also saw net buying of 441 crores. Now, it's not very clear how much of this buying activity is really a reflection of fund managers turning bullish on these companies versus loading up only as an opportunistic purchase. Now, one way to reason this is that prices of many of these companies have come down sharply since their public listing, especially after the end of the lock-in period, which makes their valuations more palatable. This is also supported by the fact that the managements of these companies now seem to realize that to survive in public markets, you need to show real profits apart from consistency in growth. Because gone are the days when private investors would queue up for stakes in these companies at bizarre valuations, simply attributing value based on the total addressable market with little scrutiny on unit economics or the path to profitability. Plus, there is also another dynamic at play. Because of the funding crunch, several companies in the venture world are being asked by their investors to cut costs and work towards profitability. This also has helped in reducing the hyper-competition that existed till some time ago and reinforced the need to work towards profitability across the board, including in public listed companies which are sitting on a pile of cash. So all of these companies have now guided investors towards achieving operating profitability anywhere from 2024 to 2027. Analyst outlook for several new age technology companies has also improved over the past month, with potential upside over the next 12 months seen at 30 to 60% for Nykaa, PB FinTech, Delivery, and Paytm. Majority of the analysts on Dalal Street with coverage on the four stocks have a buy call on these stocks, according to Bloomberg, suggesting that the worst of the value erosion may just be over. Now, this may be a trigger for fund managers to start looking into these companies a little more seriously. But there is one counter argument to this narrative that the valuations have made these businesses attractive as long-term bets. And I suspect at least some of the money that has flown into these companies lately is simply opportunistic buying, as the selling by the pre-IPO investors would create opportunities to nibble at lower levels and take home some quick gains when the stock price is normalized. It's hard to tell how much of the buying is because of real change in outlook versus tactical trading bets. The other point is, despite the profitability projections, these stocks can hardly be defended on valuation metrics even now. The fact is that despite their genuine attempt to get to profitability, the pool of profits or even the visibility on cash flows that can justify their valuations looks to be some time away. Just for the sake of comparison, take the consumer staples business. If you see, domestic mutual funds are by and large underweight on staples because of high valuations, because stocks trade around 60 to 70 times earnings. Now, the new tech companies are significantly more overvalued, even if you account for substantially more growth over the next few years. For example, as for Delivery, the consensus EBITDA estimate is 4 billion for FY24. And the market cap is, guess how much? 26 trillion. Zomato is expected to turn EBITDA positive in FY26. That is still 3 years away, when reported EBITDA, which includes ESOP expenses, is expected to be 4 billion. Today, the market cap is already 53 trillion. Paytm is forecasted to have an EBITDA, including ESOP charges, at 4 billion by FY26. And the current market cap is 34 trillion. And for PB FinTech, which is expected to have an adjusted EBITDA of 8.4 billion by FY27, we already have a market cap of 20 trillion. So these cannot be justified based on earnings multiples. Now, the question is, should you use discounted cash flow valuation for these companies? I would really think using a discounted cash flow valuation, which means that you project cash flows for a long period of time and then you discount it backwards to arrive at a net present value. So that becomes the intrinsic value. People do use discounted cash flows for these companies, but I would think it's not really appropriate. And I say this because while companies like Zomato, Nykaa, Delivery and Payb FinTech have established their leadership credentials, they're still not in a place where they're immune from competition or any kind of disruption in future. So any effort to project their market positions and therefore making cash flow assumptions very far into the future is fraught with risk. The other point is, investors are also at high risk of falling prey to anchoring bias here. When a stock is down about 50%, right, which most of these stocks are, you feel it has become really cheap because it has lost a lot of value. But the fact is, they have fallen because their debut price was wrong and awfully wrong. Therefore, those IPO prices should be erased from our memory. So we get rid of that anchor price and think of the company's business model and earnings as if we were to evaluate any other listed company. Net-net, I would not hurry to get into these counters just yet. Just because we have seen some purchases by mutual funds doesn't give me any confidence. That's all from me today. Have a wonderful trading day and a great weekend. Catch you same time on Monday.